London has a fox problem, or at least some Londoners do. They see the creatures as a nuisance and want them gone. Others love them, which is why there's a petition underway calling for a ban on the London fox cull. The World's Leo Hornack joins me. Leo, what's going on?
Well, I mean, this morning, Londoners woke up to see across their newspapers news of this petition, and it's called "For Fox's Sake, Stop the London Fox Cull." Can we say that on
if you're very careful, fox, that is.
And what it's calling for is the banning of the killing of foxes as pest control in London. And it's calling on the mayor of London to step in. There's now, as I speak to you now, there's now 16,000 signatures on this petition. I had a quick look. There's comments that range from blaming fox murderers for everything from inhuman behaviour to being responsible for immigration problems. This has really caught fire, this online petition. There is a slight problem with the petition, though, Jeb.
And that is?
There's no London fox cull planned. What happened was recently one lone private exterminator, a guy whose job it is to kill what he regards as vermin, who does kill foxes, predicted that after Christmas there would be so much waste food left on the streets that it would be necessary to have a cull of foxes and that his services would be more in demand because there would be so many foxes on the street. The result was this petition calling for the London fox cull to be banned. So all those who sign the petition are likely to be relieved to find that there is no London fox cull planned, although, as I say, it is legal for foxes to be killed.
Does it really matter what it's called if the folks who love the foxes get angry at the folks who occasionally shoot them?
The reason this is such a hot button issue in this country, you might have seen, you know, aristocratic men in red jackets on horses blowing horns, leaping
Absolutely.
Over.
Downton Abbey, if not in real life.
Downton Abbey time, exactly. And this was banned by the Tony Blair government. And this was seen as a huge victory. But as you know, if you've watched Downton Abbey, it split along class lines in Britain. This was the out of touch 1% with their cruel hobby. And now they find out when they open their newspaper just after Christmas, the London fox cull is planned. Well, maybe it isn't planned. It touches all the buttons, class buttons, lying underneath British society. And so I'm not that surprised this petition has been so popular.
So back to the beginning, how much of a problem are foxes in London?
I was quite convinced before I started digging into this story that there'd been a huge increase in foxes. Because you see them all the time. And I don't remember that being the case when
you do,
I was...
literally.
Yeah,
in London.
I do.
Yeah.
I once counted, walking back at night to my house from the tube station, like a 10-minute walk, 4 foxes.
And do you live
in
a suburb? Is it green or is it urban?
It's pretty urban. And they're totally at ease with you. They look at you just like a cat would. Totally laid back when they get back to tearing open a garbage pail and eating last night's food. But actually, fox numbers may in fact be stable in this city. They think they're about 10,000. Who can really say? But I think what this story really shows, Jeb, is when you have a hot button issue between Christmas and New Year, when a lot of people are on social media with not much to do, that is the perfect time to launch a petition that really gets at people's heartfelt issues.
I wonder what it's done for the exterminator's business.
Well, according to the newspapers, they are expecting an increase in demands for their services. So some foxes probably should keep a low profile in inner London over the next couple of weeks.
The World's Leo Hornack in London. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jeb.